a great privilege to be alive to see these days. It is the plan of the enemy for us to be in the grave or in the mortuary. But we are in the sanctuary praising Jehovah. God kept on doing wonders, working miracles in our lives, in our families. It's the plan of the enemy for the families to be scattered and so they say, oh, when they used to be a couple. But the mercy of God still sustained us, sustain our children, sustain our families, sustain our businesses. Let's give him praise. Exalt him. Lift him up. Lift him up. He made it possible for us to see the month of May. By his mercy, there are people that started this year with us. Now, they are no more existing. But the mercy of God sustain you. The mercy of God sustain your family. The mercy of God preserve you. You are not just merely existing, you are living. Give him praise. Give him glory. Give him honor. Give him adoration. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your name, Lord. Father, we look into your word. We pray, oh God, that you open our eyes of understanding today in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Your word said that when his word came, talking about Joseph, the king sent for him and he loosed him. Lord, our word of freedom, let it come today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And as that word is coming, cause us to be loosed from every form of bondage in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus, because you have answered our prayers. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Let's take our seats together and let's put our hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah to Jesus. Are we still thanking Jesus with our clap offering? Are we celebrating him, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the great I am? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Today is a day of celebration. We're not going to take much of our time because I believe that whatsoever the Spirit of God will be revealing unto us today, it will lead us to an unforgettable encounter in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
There are days and certain days. Hallelujah. There are days and there are certain days. Certain days are days that are filled with testimony. And I pray that today shall be such day in your life in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
The grave could not hold him. They tried all manner of gimmicks to stop him. They said, that liar said he was going to rise again. So let's put soldiers there to secure the place so that he won't be able to escape. But Bible said that when the angels came, those soldiers, they were like dead men. As the Lord liveth, every satanic soldiers that the devil has planted around your destiny, the power of God will render them useless today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
They tried to put physical barrier. They rolled a big stone there. Hallelujah. But Bible said that when the angel came, he rolled away the stone and he sat on it. That's talking about permanent solution. As the Lord liveth, every victory that God has given to you, it shall be permanent victory in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Every stone of offense that the devil is trying to roll upon your destiny, today it expires in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
They tried to stop him, trying all manner of gimmicks, but they failed. I decree that the enemy will continue to fail when he's trying to stop him in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So we quickly look into the word for today. And like we said, because of our time is fast spent, we believe that the Holy Spirit will help us to see what he wants us to learn today. Thank you, Jesus. Remember, the prophetic focus is talking about the tree of right of life. Let's go to the word of God in Revelation chapter 22 and verse 2. Talking about the fact that the tree of life there is for the healings of the nations. The Revelation is the last book of the Bible, and you can look up also on the screen. You have it there. Let's start from verse 1 to get the context. The Bible says, and it showed me a pure river of water, of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. He said, in the midst of the street of it and on either side of the river was there the tree of life, which bear 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month. Say every month.
Every month.
The Bible talks about the tree of life. What is the meaning of tree of life? Hallelujah. You see the apple tree behind your villa? Or the mango tree that you've been seeing all the way? No. The tree of life is talking about the word of life, talking about Jesus, the solution of life. Thank you, Jesus. He said, the tree of life or the word of life kept on giving his fruit every month. Which means every month of the year, there is a particular fruit that God has destined you to harvest. And if you are sensitive enough, you will go there to harvest it. When it's time, when it is season for mango, farmers don't waste time. They have to go and harvest it, because if you go there maybe 1 month after or 2 months after, you won't find anything there. And that calls for sensitivity. Hallelujah. The Bible says that he brings forth his fruit every month, all manner of fruit for each month. I believe that the month of May 2017, the fruit that God has designed for you to harvest, it will touch your hand in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Not only that, you will partake of it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And specifically, the Lord is leading us by the help of the Holy Spirit to look into the fruit of supernatural health this month. Thank you, Jesus. And in verse 3, he said, he yielded a fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree or the tree of life were for the healings of the nations. For the healings of the nations. I want us to understand the fact that it is God's plan for us to enjoy supernatural health. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is not God's plan for man to be breaking down today and be getting up tomorrow. No, that is not God's plan. It is not God's plan for us to become a guinea pig. You know what's called guinea pig? Guinea pig is a kind of animal. It looks like rat. They use it for experiments. So, God did not package us to be used as guinea pigs by doctors so that they'll be trying. Say, okay, oh, we just discovered a medication today. We just discovered this one. This looks very good. Let's try on them. They're not going to tell you they are doing that. But when they see people going to the hospital, even here, when you go to the hospital, they take your blood sample. And if they discover that there's a need for you to be coming regularly, they will give you a paper to sign. And they will tell you that you should give them the right to use your blood samples for experiment. Have you ever experienced it? Yeah, especially if you are having pregnancy in this country. If you register in Karolinska, they will ask you to sign such paper. And of course, for our pregnant mothers, that's wonderful. But there are other people who go there regularly, who visit there regularly because of one sickness or the other. And the enemy has turned them to guinea pig. But God is saying that is not his plan for you. And as the Lord liveth, every devil that is trying to feed on your health is cursed today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Every devil that is trying to kill you is cursed for your sake in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Every grave that the enemy is trying to dig to bury you, that same enemy will be buried there in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
You will live all the days of your life to fulfill it in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Your children will not go down the grave in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You will not bury your children in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. So, the word of God made us understand that the tree of life is for the healing of the nations. The word nation there, talking about people. Simply put, it is the plan of God for his people to enjoy supernatural health. And I want us to pay particular attention to the prophetic focus paper that was given unto us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I will implore you to take it home and read it very well. Hallelujah to Jesus. Because we don't just sit down together and say, okay, oh, we don't have anything to eat. What do we do this month in this church? Oh, we try to take a coin and we toast it. Okay, should we treat supernatural health this month? Or should we treat health? Whatever comes, is it head or tail? Oh, we go this one. No. God specifically speaks to us what to do, to talk about. Because God is a God that confirms his word. Hallelujah. The Bible said concerning the apostles, he said, God was with them confirming the word that they preached. Hallelujah. So when a word is preached, you believe it, and when you believe it, you become it. Thank you, Jesus. Right? Hallelujah. So we are talking about the fact that it is the plan of God for us to enjoy supernatural health. And he has made provision for it. So when you get home, read it very well. You'll be able to get more of it, because I just want to try to present a summary of the whole thing to us so that we can go and do some other things. Thank you, Jesus. Right? So I want us to go to the word of God again in Hebrews chapter 10. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hebrews chapter 10. Verses 1 through to 5. Or maybe to make it faster, let's just jump to verse 5. Talking about Jesus, said, wherefore, when he cometh into this world, he said, sacrifice and offering thou wouldest not, but a body thou hast prepared for me. Jesus had an assignment here on earth. But Jesus could not fulfill his assignment without a body. I want us to understand that human beings, we are not just this physical body just walking around. Essentially, we are spirit beings. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that spirit, because God has earthly assignment for that spirit, he packaged that spirit in a body and he put him on the earth. Thank you, Jesus. Your body is so important to the extent that once you mismanage that body and the spirit checks out of that body, then you have to leave this earth. That's why when people die, they say they give up the ghost. What's the meaning of the word of ghost? Spirit. That means the spirit has checked out of that body, and once the spirit checks out of the body expires. The only thing, the next thing to do is that even if your family, if the family of that dead person say, okay, we don't want to bury him, they will call the health department. Because within some days, you won't be able to sit in that environment anymore. Hallelujah. Your body is so important. In fact, once the body is quit functioning, then trouble starts. In Jude chapter 1 and verse 3. Jude 1, 3. The Bible said, beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you the common salvation, he said, it was needful for me to write unto you and to exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was delivered unto the saints. Now, if you jump to verse 9, he said, yet Michael, the archangel, when contending with the devil, he disputed about the body of Moses, does not bring against him a railing accusation, but he said, the Lord rebuked him. The body of Moses, even after Moses finished his assignment and he left, he quit, the devil still said, this body of this man that showed me pepper, I want it. You know, he showed him pepper. How many of us know that Moses showed him pepper? He taught him lesson. If you want to know how powerful, go and ask Pharaoh. He taught him lesson. Thank you, Jesus. But the devil tried to fight for his body. But even at that stage, the Lord still said, no, you can't have it. Why is it so important? If you go to the book of Genesis, let's go to the book of beginning so that we can have an understanding within this short period. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God, being a spirit, he created his children in his own image. Hallelujah. And after creating them, you know that Bible said that God is a spirit. Hello? God, how many of you have ever seen God before? Have you ever touched him? You've seen his face? Is he black? Is he a Nigerian or a Ghanaian? No! He's a spirit. And we were created in his image. But that same spirit, God, or the Almighty God, had another assignment. And that is to extend his domain or his kingdom or his territory. And therefore, he created a physical domain or a physical realm called earth. Hallelujah to Jesus.
Amen.
He therefore packaged the spirit man that he created and put him in a body. And that body, he put that body on the earth. Look at the law he made in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. Genesis 1, the Bible said, and God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. And let them, look at the word them, say them. He said, let them, who are the them that he's talking about? Mankind. Let mankind have dominion. He didn't say, let us. God did not say, let us. He didn't say, he didn't speak to God the Father, and on the Holy Spirit, say, okay, no, let's all have dominion. He said, let mankind have dominion. So, he created this universe, he created this part of his creation for his children called men. Hallelujah. He therefore packaged them. He said, let mankind have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creepy thing that creepeth upon the earth. But 27 said, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female. Thank you, Jesus. So God created man. He put him in the earth with, and he gave him a body. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. But I want us to understand this fact, that what makes you relevant on this earth is your body. Why? He said, let mankind, not let even angels. And that's why God will never do anything here on earth except using a spirit with a body. Check your Bible very well. You will never see anywhere. Even the devil needed a body. When he tried to invade the garden, he forced him out of the garden by himself. He needed the body of a snake. Why? God made the law that says that any spirit without a body does not have the legal right to operate here. And that is why God will not ask angel to go and buy a car. If you go to a car company and say, okay, I want to buy a car, and you disappear, would they give you the car? No. Angels can't buy a car. Angels can't build a house. Angels cannot go to the tailor and say, okay, give show me a dress. No. It takes a spirit with a body. Hallelujah. That is to make you to understand the fact that what makes you to be able to fulfill your destiny or God's ordained plan here on this planet is your body. And what will this now suggest to us? Let's go back to that Isaiah that we read. Isaiah chapter 53. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Can have it on the screen, if possible. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are we there? In Isaiah 53, let's jump quickly let's start from verse 1, then we jump to 3, 4, and 5. He said, who has believed our report? You see, God was speaking through Isaiah many years before Jesus was born. And God spoke to prophet Isaiah the plan and purpose of God for Jesus, how he will come to carry out that assignment. And he said, who has believed our report? You see, there's a question mark there. And whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Verse 3, quickly. He said, he is despised and rejected of men. Why was he despised? A man of sorrow, acquainted with grief. When was he acquainted with grief? Was he when he was moving around doing his ministry? No. When he was arrested and packed to be sacrificed. Bible says, they despised him and they rejected him. If you are familiar with some of the movies of the Jesus of Nazareth that you have watched, you will see that they beat him seriously. He was despised. Before that time, of course, he was being celebrated everywhere he went. He was Jesus of Nazareth. In fact, as a matter of fact, when he was entering the Jerusalem, Bible said you were shouting, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. So he was a popular guy. Everybody loved him. They liked him. But at the point when it became sin for us to suffer for you and I, Bible said he was despised, he was rejected, he became a man of sorrow, a man of grief, and the Bible said, and we hid as it were our faces from him. He was despised and we esteem him not. He said, surely he has borne our griefs. The word griefs there is our sicknesses. Our sicknesses. He said, and carried our sorrows, our pains. Does sickness bring grief? Does it bring sorrow? Of course. Have you ever seen somebody that says, okay, I want to pray today? What's the prayer point? I want to be sick every time. Have you ever seen somebody to pray like that? And they will say, ah! He needs help. He needs help. Hello? He's already sick. Nobody wants to be sick. Pain is not good. Pain brings sorrow. But Jesus had to carry all these things so that your body can be free to carry out the assignment that God has given him. Bible said, yet we did esteem him stricken and smitten of God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Say, I am healed. Say, I am healed. So what I'm trying to say is that our body, the place of our body is so important that the only begotten Son of God had to come and die for your body also to be set free. Hallelujah. So don't let anybody, don't let any devil deceive you into believing the Father. Oh, God wants to teach you how to know how to eat well. That's why he put that sickness in your body. That's a lie from the pit of hell. Hello? Hello? Can you imagine somebody saying, okay, we want to our children to learn how to study very well. So every morning we employ somebody, conductor that will be giving them 10 lashes at the back. How would they learn? It just did 1 + 1 with this 70. Hello. So what I'm trying to say is that God is not the source of your sickness. He is your healer. Let's stand up. Thank you, Jesus. You need this body, and God needs this body. He needs your body. Hallelujah. Say, God needs my body.
God needs my body.
Because angel cannot go and preach the gospel on the streets. Angel will not be the one that will build the sanctuary. God said in Genesis 1:28, he said, have dominion. He said, multiply. He said, fill up the earth. Angels can't do that. It takes man, and it takes man with the body. Once the body disappears, you cannot fulfill the purpose for which you are created. And that's why I speak again today that every devil that wants to sink your destiny, the fire of God will consume that devil in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Every devil that wants to ensure that you go down the grave, that devil, the anger of God, come against it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
But let's understand this reality. Adam could not fulfill God's assignment without a body. Not even Jesus. Hello? When Jesus finished his assignment, for him to continue, from the people that were distributed, you remember that he had to leave a people around, behind, that is called his body. We call them the body of Christ. That's why the influence of Jesus is still here today. We have people with physical body that are still relevant here. With all the anointing of Moses, when he finished his assignment, he had to leave. And that is why God packaged the health facilities. He packaged the health system to maintain our body. And he said in that revelation that the trees of life, they were for the healing of the nation. Because God knows that the devil is always eyeing your body. He wants to hijack it. The devil cannot cause any war anywhere. He needs a human being with a body to speak to his mind. Hello? So that he can say, okay, you want to make a policy that will cause war. Do you know that even when he wants to scatter home, what he does is that he will just look for maybe the husband, he look for a weak link, maybe one of his friends that he can use. He will put that mindset in him and say, okay, go and help me to scatter that home. And that one will be what? It will be burning. It will be suggesting all manner of lies to that person. What I'm trying to say is that God said that without this body, no any other being how can have dominion on earth. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
In Psalms 115, verse 16, it said, the heavens, even the heavens are the Lord's, but the earth has he given to the children of men. So he has given us earth, this earth, to the children of men. And who are the children of men? Spirits that has body. Hello? So I want you to understand this thing very, very well. Next time when the devil is trying to hit you, to hit your body, remember that God is more interested in your healing, in you staying in good health, than any other person. That's why he said that. He said, I wish above all things that thou prospereth and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. So it's God's plan for you to be in health. Begin to give him thanks. And say, Lord, thank you, because it is your plan for me to be in health. I give you thanks for the provisions that you have made for my healing and for my health. I give you thanks. I bless your name. I exalt you. I magnify you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for supernatural health. Thank you, Lord, for supernatural health. Give God thanks. Appreciate his holy name. Exalt him. Exalt him. Magnify him. Give him thanks. Give him thanks. Give him thanks. Give him thanks. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given thanks. Remember, God needs your body to fulfill his plan of expansion of his kingdom here on earth. So he's interested. I want you to, even if you have not carried anything home today, carry that mentality. Why is this one so important? The next time when you sit down and you are eating things that can damage your body, remember that this body is what makes you human, really. Once you misuse it, you can't fulfill it. So when somebody says, okay, come and drink a cup of tea, and they put 40 kilos of sugar there, you think twice. And if I take this sugar like this, and I mess up this body, I can do it. Imagine if you are supposed to be an evangelist, and tomorrow, today, you are falling sick, how will you be able to go and preach? Hello? Imagine if you are supposed to be a successful basketball player or football player and you have problem with your legs. How can you fulfill it? You can't. Hello? Imagine if you are supposed to be a driver and something is happening with your arm. How will you be able to fulfill it? That's why anything that is trying to encroach or to damage your body, he wants to render you useless. He wants to stop you from fulfilling God's plan for your life. And that's why God will never watch that devil destroy your body, sir.
Amen.
God will never watch that sickness destroy in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And therefore, in the name of Jesus Christ, every sickness around your body, on your body right now, I curse in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Let's begin to pray right now that every form of sickness, every form of weakness, every tree that God did not plant in your body, let it be uprooted right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, he said, by stripes we were made whole. By stripes we were healed. By stripes we were healed. Cause that sickness. Cause that sickness. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, cause that weakness. Cause it in the name of the Lord. Cause that weakness. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Masetayaga reketesama in zeboka sayagada rikoto sakaya le kokope arigada gadaga le sikata in katakabaragada zekata kekara likoto paya katagaza yekara gadagadaba. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. You know, I once listened to an interview of two great men of God, worldwide televangelists, known in every continent. Yet, the enemy tried to strike them with sickness. And I listened to them. In fact, one of them said he got to a point that at a point he was praying and saying, Lord, I've done all this thing in your name. Take me home. Because the pain was too much. At a point, the doctor said, I don't think you will survive. They said, okay, the only hope that we have is one medicine. But we believe that medicine is so strong that if we give it to you, your snake can't take you with that. But he said, at that point, you know, it's good to have blessed, good spouse. He said his wife At that point, he started praying and said, God, take me home. But he said, his wife said, God, don't listen to him. We still have assignment to do. Hallelujah. And the wife stood with God and said, God, this man must not die. They already gave up concerning him. But today, he's flying all over the continent, preaching again. Amen. That's why I know that no matter the schemes of the enemy to push you to the grave, he will fail in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You will not be buried in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Your children will not be buried in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Every source of pain is hereby caused for your sake in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The Bible said in the book of Jude, it said, every estate that refused to keep, every angel that refused to keep his estate, he has remained them or he has retained them in everlasting chain. So every demon that is causing sickness has been retained in everlasting chain. So it is illegal. Their stay in your life is illegal. Say sickness is illegal. So next time when you sense any weakness, don't say, oh, it's my nature of my family. Oh, this is part of our family for a genetic reason. Because they will go to hospital, they will tell you. They will give you good reason. Say, you know, yes, we just trace your genealogy. We just discovered that your great-grandfather had that same thing. You're supposed to have it. Say, no. No more. No more. No more. Because I have been redeemed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Lord.
Father, I decree the release of the healing virtue afresh in our camp in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Let testimonies abound in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Every eye problem, give way in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I decree that everything that is tampering with your vision that will not make you to see well, I curse it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Every problem with the blood system, I decree that you be set at liberty today in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Every problem with the bones of your people, I decree restoration in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
No matter the nature of the challenge that you are passing through, this week is your week of testimony in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Blessed be your name, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for listening to this message. However, I want to remind you that God loves you so much that He gave His only begotten Son for the entire world, including you, to be saved from sin and all its consequences. It therefore does not make any sense to spend the next minute of your life without accepting Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. God bless you as you believe and confess Jesus as your Lord and Savior right now. Hallelujah.